Today, here in Zagreb, Croatia, we are celebrating the most auspicious appearance of Srimati Radharani.
Danas ovdje u Zagrebu slavimo najpovoljniji dan pojave Srimati Radharani.
I'm somewhat hesitant, actually, to speak today.
Zapravo, malo okljivam da govorim danas.
Because this is some very deep subject matter.
Budući da je ovo veoma duboka tema.
Actually, this subject of the divine personality of Srimati Radharani and her pastimes, this is the subject matter for very advanced souls, great saints.
Zapravo ove duboke teme o zabavama Srimati Radharani su za veoma napredne duše.
So, how can an aspiring devotee speak?
Kako može aspirirajući bhakta govoriti na tu temu?
Srila Sukadev Goswami, he doesn't actually mention Radharani's name in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Čak i Srila Sukadev Goswami ne spominje ime Srimati Radharani u Srimad Bhagavatam.
His Ishtadeva is Srimati Radharani.
Njegov ista dev je Srimati Radharani.
And so deep, so esoteric is the subject that he doesn't actually mention her by name.
I toliko je duboka ezoterična ta tema da on zapravo ne spominje njeno ime.
He alludes to her by referring to her as Aradhana, or that gopi that renders the best service to Krishna.
Jedino je spominje kao Aradhani,
that gopi who renders the best service to Krishna.
Ta gopija koja nudi Krishni najbolju službu.
And our acharyas say that because he was so deeply immersed in love for Srimati Radhika, also he didn't mention her name because he would break down in ecstasy and not be able to complete his discussion of Bhagavatam.
I ačarije kažu da on ne izgovara njeno ime, jer kada bi izgovorio njeno ime, on bi pao u duboki zanos.
So who are we to speak about Radharani? Who are we to speak?
Tko smo mi da bi govorili o Radharani?
But it is our duty to on such a day to glorify her.
No, naša je dužnost da je na ovaj dan slavimo.
And I don't really know how much I have to say because, again, I'm just aspiring devotee.
I zapravo ne znam koliko mogu reći, jer ponovo kažem, ja sam samo aspirirajući bhakta.
Actually, I have to give a lecture here on Radharani, and then tomorrow morning I have to speak at New Brajadam also about Radharani.
Danas ovdje govorim o Radharani i sutra ću također morati u New Brajadami govoriti o Radharani.
Oh, I'm praying for Prabhupada's mercy, mercy of our Chandramali Maharaj, my dear godbrother, and all of you.
Molim se za Prabhupadinu milost, milost mog dragog brata po Bogu, Chandramali Swamija i svih vas.
So, often when people see a picture of Krishna, they ask, who's the girl with Krishna?
Često kada ljudi vide sliku Krishne, onda pitaju, ko je djevojka pored Krishne?
We always speak about Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead.
Uvijek govorimo o Krishni kao svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi.
So, okay, they accept Krishna's. Who's the girl with Krishna?
U redu, oni to prihvaćaju. No, tko je djevojka sa Krishnom?
We say that she is Lord Krishna's eternal consort.
Mi kažemo da je ona vječna pratilja gospodina Krishna.
And again, Aradhana, she's the devotee. She's the best devotee because she offers the best worship of Krishna.
I ponovo, Aradhana, ona je najbolji bhakta budući da nudi najbolju službu Krishni.
The word Radha comes from the word Aradhana.
Riječ Rada dolazi od riječi Aradhana.
She has the deepest love for Krishna.
Ona ima najdublju ljubav prema Krishni.
And Srimati Radharani, she revealed that love very early on her, during her earthly pastimes.
I Srimati Radharani već u ranoj dobi razotkriva tu duboku ljubav prema Krishni.
It was early one morning 5000 years ago.
Jedno rano jutro prije 5000 godina.
That her father, the king Brishabhanu, was taking his morning bath in the Jamuna River.
Njen otac, kralj Vrishabanu, se kupa u rano jutro u rijeci Jamuni.
And you know how they bathe up to the waist, and he's bathing and pouring the Jamuna jal over his body. And he looked up the river, and what did he see? A beautiful baby girl floating by on a beautiful radiant lotus flower.
Bio je uronjen do struka kupajući se u Jamuni, i onda je ugledao na prekrasnom lotosovom cvijetu kako dolazi mala beba.
This baby was just on a beautiful pink lotus flower, floating by, laughing, crying. He reached out and took this beautiful baby girl home and delivered her to his wife, Kirtida Sundari.
Dijete je bilo na prekrasnom lotosovom cvijetu i Nanda Maharaj je uzeo i donio svoj supruzi Kirtidi.
So they both took it as divine providence that this beautiful baby girl had come to them in this very unique way.
I oba dvoje su prihvatili taj aranžman kao božansko proviđenje.
And Kirtida Sundari in particular, she showered that baby girl with so much love and affection.
I Kirtida Sundari je obasula tu djevojčicu sa toliko mnogo ljubavi i privrženosti.
But there was one problem.
No, postoji jedan problem.
That little girl always kept her eyes closed.
Ta mala djevojčica je uvijek držala oči zatvorenima.
She didn't open her eyes.
Nije otvarala svoje oči.
Sometimes she was laughing, sometimes she was crying and screaming, but she never opened her eyes.
Ponekad je plakala, smijala se, no nikad nije otvarala svoje oči.
So together King Vrishabhanu and Kirtida Sundari, they were praying that God might bless her one day with the power of vision, the power of sight.
I Vrishabhanu i Kirtida Sundari su se molili Bogu da je blagoslovi da jednog dana progleda.
So one day a special guest came to visit King Vrishabhanu and Kirtida Sundari.
Jednog dana poseban gost je došao u posjedu Vrishabhanu i Kirtidi Sundari.
It was the beautiful wife of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi.
I to je bila prekrasna žena Nanda Maharaja, Yashoda Devi.
And she had her baby with her too.
I ona je također imala svoju bebu sa sobom.
Ladies are they show off their babies, you know.
Znate, dame uvijek pokazuju svoje bebe.
Worked hard 9 months, you know. This look.
A radila sam teško 9 mjeseci, pogledaj.
So Yashoda Mai, she came to visit Kirtida Sundari and she said, I have boy, you have girl, I have nice boy, Krishna.
Yashoda Mai je posjetila Kirtidu Sundari i pokazala joj prekrasnog dječaka, Krishnu.
So then Kirtida said, oh, you please introduce her to my little girl, Radha.
I Kirtida je rekla, molim te, predstavi moj maloj djevojčici Radi.
So as soon as Mother Yashoda brought baby Krishna in front of little Radha, boing!
Čim je mali Krishna došao ispred Rade, automatski oči su se otvorile.
Her first sight, her first vision was the moon-like face of her beloved Shri Krishna.
Njen prvi pogled je bio usmjeren na njenog voljenog Krishnu.
And she gazed, little Radha gazed upon baby Krishna for a long time.
I mala Radha je gledala u Krishnu dugo vremena.
Indicating how much love she had for Krishna.
Indicirajući koliko mnogo ljubavi ima za Krishnu.
And as her very life demonstrated, as the weeks and months and years went on, it became very evident that little Radha had more love for Krishna than anyone has ever been loved before.
I kako su mjeseci i godine prolazile, moglo se vidjeti da mala Radha ima više ljubavi za Krishnu nego iko na ovome svijetu.
So who is this divine personality who appeared on a lotus flower in the Jamuna River?
Tko je ta božanska osoba koja se pojavila na lotosovom cvijetu na Jamuna rijeci?
Well, apart from the Leela, we have a very profound philosophical explanation.
Osim te Leele, imamo vrlo duboko filozofsko objašnjenje.
Actually, Srimati Radharani is an expansion of Krishna.
Zapravo, Srimati Radharani je ekspanzija Krishne.
She is technically the expansion of Krishna's pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti.
Ona je tehnički ekspanzija Krishnine unutarnje energije, Ladini Shakti.
It's explained by Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita.
U Chaitanya Charitamriti Kaviraj Goswami objašnjava
how Krishna expanded himself as Radha.
kako se Krishna ekspandirao kao Radha.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radhe Krishna Nahi Anga. This is another verse you'll always find on the tongue of a Gaudiya Vaishnav preacher. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radhe Krishna Nahi Anga.
To je stih koji ćete naći, jedan od stihova koji ćete naći na usnama propovjednika Gaudija, filozofije.
That originally the absolute truth was one.
Originalno, apsolutna istina je bila jedna.
But in order to enjoy pastimes, he expanded himself as two.
No kako bi uživao u zabavama, ekspandirao se kao dvoje.
As Radharani.
Kao Radharani.
So someone would question, why would God expand himself as Ladini Shakti, as Radharani? What is the need?
Neko se može upitati, zašto bi se Bog ekspandirao kao Ladini Shakti? Koja je potreba?
To enjoy.
Kako bi uživao.
If you want to enjoy, you have to enjoy with somebody else.
Ako želite uživati, morate uživati sa nekim drugim.
Right. If I send you to your room and say, enjoy yourself.
Ako vas pošaljem u sobu i kažem, uživajte.
Okay, for a few minutes, a few hours, you get a little relief from all the social pressure. But after a while, you want to go out and meet somebody.
U redu, nekoliko minuta, sati, vi će se opustiti od socijalnog pritiska, no nakon nekog vremena poželjit ćete susresti nekoga.
Meet your parents, meet your brother, meet your sister, meet your friends, meet your lover.
Biti sa svojim roditeljima, sa braćom, sa prijateljima, sa ljubavnicima.
Actually, no one can enjoy alone.
Zapravo nitko ne može uživati sam.
Real enjoyment means enjoying with others.
Pravo uživanje znači uživanje sa drugima.
So Krishna is known as the supreme enjoyer.
Krishna je poznat kao vrhovni uživatelj.
Of course, this enjoyment is everything transcendental, it's nothing mundane.
Naravno, njegovo uživanje je posve transcendentalno, ono nije svjetovno.
So he's the supreme enjoyer, so Shastra says in order to enjoy, he expands as the unlimited living entities.
I on je vrhovni uživatelj, Shastra kažu, kako bi uživao, on se ekspandira kao nebrojena mnoga živa bića.
And for supreme enjoyment, he expands as Shrimati Radharani.
I za
he enjoys the topmost pleasure with her.
I za vrhovno zadovoljstvo on se ekspandira kao Shrimati Radharani, Radharani sa njom uživa vrhunsko zadovoljstvo.
Just like when a boy and a girl get married.
Kao kad se dečko i djevojka ožene.
What happens?
Što se događa?
Well, just fast forward the video. Babies.
Prevrtimo video. Djeca.
Like I haven't been here in 7.5 years.
Ja nisam bio ovdje 7.5 godina.
When I was here, there were lots of boys in saffron.
Kada sam bio ovdje, bilo je mnogo dečki u šafranu.
And on the other side of the room, there were very beautiful girls in saris.
I sa druge strane sobe bile su prekrasne djevojke u sarijima.
And you just do the math.
I vi izračunajte sami.
And now, it is like baby Loka here.
A sada je sve ovdje poput beba Loke, beba planete.
And thank God, because we need another generation to carry on our pioneer activities. So the Grihasas are doing a very valuable service.
I hvala Bogu, budući da trebamo nastaviti svoje misionarske aktivnosti, Grihaste obavljaju vrlo veoma vrijednu službu.
And it's not an easy service.
I to nije jednostavna služba.
Right? You know that as soon as a little child comes, then sleepless nights and screaming and nappies and you know this and the crying and the doctor, it's not it, it's a burden of love.
Znate, čim malo dijete dođe od nas, tu je plakanje, rupčići i to je veliki teret ljubavi.
It's not easy, it's difficult. It's a sacrifice for a higher purpose.
Nije jednostavno, to je teško. To je žrtva za viši cilj.
Nevertheless, the grihasas do it because there's a great pleasure in having a family.
Kako god, grihaste to čine, jer veliko je zadovoljstvo u tome da imate obitelj.
One time Prabhupada said, what is family life without children?
Jednom je Prabhupada rekao, što je obiteljski život bez djece?
And somewhere in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says, he may be referring to ancient Vedic culture, that every woman's desire is to have 6 children. So he said, 6 children.
I negdje u Bhagavatamu Prabhupada spominje opisano da je želja žene da ima 6 djece.
So to expand the family for the principle of enjoyment.
Kako bi obitelj se ekspandira zbog principa uživanja.
So, in the original concept, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radhe Krishna Nahi Anga, originally God was one. But for enjoyment, unlimited living entities, and for supreme enjoyment, Ladini Shakti, Shrimati Radharani.
U originalnom konceptu Bog je bio jedan i onda se ekspandirao u mnoštvo, a kako bi uživao neograničeno, tu dolazi Shrimati Radharani.
Radharani is the greatest devotee of Krishna because she possesses Mahabhava, which means the greatest love.
Radharani je najveći bhakta Krishne, budući da posjeduje Mahabhavu, to je najveća ljubav.
The nature of her love, the nature of her Mahabhav, is that she controls Krishna. She has Krishna wrapped around her little finger.
Priroda njene ljubavi, Mahabhave, jest da ona kontrolira Krishnu, ona ga vrti oko maloga prsta.
This is interesting.
To je interesantno.
Because by definition, God is the supreme controller.
Jer definicijom Bog je vrhovni kontrolor.
When we define God in Western terminology, in the dictionary, the supreme controller.
Kada definiramo Boga kroz riječnik, on je vrhovni kontrolor.
All that is material and all that is spiritual is under the control of God. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord.
Sve što je materijalno i duhovno pod voljom je Gospodina. Niti vlat trave se ne pomiče bez njegovog znanja.
So yes, but we see that love of God is even more powerful than God because those who have that bhav for Krishna, they control Krishna with their love.
No možemo vidjeti da je ljubav prema Bogu moćnija od samoga Boga, budući da ona može kontrolirati samoga Boga.
Krishna likes being controlled by the love of his devotees.
Krishna voli biti kontroliran ljubavlju svojih bhakta.
And actually Krishna is subservient to Radha's love.
I zapravo Krishna je podređen Radinoj ljubavi.
Krishna does what Radha wants, Radha doesn't do what Krishna wants.
Krishna čini što Radha želi, no Radha ne čini što Krishna želi.
Actually, after Radharani got married to Abhimanyu, a sort of marriage, it's a lila, but when she went to live with her in-laws in Yavat,
nakon što se Radharani udala za Abhimanyu, a to je na izgled brak, otišli su živjeti u Yavat.
Actually, the Acharyas describe Abhimanyu as the shadow of Krishna personified.
Zapravo, Acharya opisuju da je Abhimanyu personificirana sjenka Krishne.
So, she's apparently married to Abhimanyu. So, to see Radharani, Krishna has to kind of sneak into the palace at Yavat.
Ona je naizgled udana za Abhimanyuja i stoga se Krishna mora šuljati kako bi je vidio.
So one day Radharani is in her chambers and she hears this rustling of the twigs and the leaves outside her door and she comes outside and she looks up and she sees that Krishna has climbed over the wall of the palace onto a tree and he's trying to come down the tree to get into the palace.
I jednog dana Radharani je čula kako šušte grane i onda je vidjela kako se neko pokušava popeti do njenog prozora po tim granama.
So Radharani calls out, "Who are you?"
I Radharani uskliknula, "Tko si ti?"
And Krishna says, "I'm Hari."
I Krishna kaže, "Ja sam Hari."
That's a name of God. Hari means he who takes away all auspiciousness.
To ime Boga, ono znači onaj tko uzima sve povoljnosti.
Like we greet each other, Hari Bol.
Mi se pozdravljamo, Hari Bol.
Did you ever stop to think what it means, Hari Bol?
Da li ste ikad se pitali što znači Hari Bol?
We're always Hari Bol Prabhu, Hari Bol Prabhu, Hari Bol Prabhu, Hari Bol Prabhu. Hari Bol. Bol means sing the name of Hari. It's one of Krishna's most prominent names, Hari.
Bol znači pjevaj ime Krishne, Hari, to je jedno od njegovih najprominentnijih imena.
He who takes away all inauspiciousness.
Onaj koji uzima sve nepovoljnosti.
If you invite Krishna into your heart, all inauspiciousness slowly goes away and your life becomes very auspicious.
Ako pozovete Krishnu u svoje srce, sve nepovoljnosti odlaze i vaš život postaje veoma povoljan.
How many of you have experienced that? Raise your hands.
Koliko od vas ste iskusili to? Dignite svoje ruke.
Your life has become. So he said, I'm Hari.
On kaže, ja sam Hari.
But also Sanskrit words have different meanings.
Također sanskritske riječi imaju različita značenja.
Hari also means lion.
Hari također znači lav.
So Radharani is very intelligent. She said, "We don't need any lions here."
Radharani je veoma inteligentna. Ona kaže, "Mi ne trebamo nikakve lavove ovdje."
Just go away, Mr. Lion. You may eat us. Just go away.
Samo odlazi, gospodine lav. Ti bi nas mogao pojesti. Samo odlazi.
So Krishna said, "No, I'm not. I'm Sri Hari."
Krishna rekao, ne, ne, ja sam Žihari.
Shri means, well, beautiful.
Shri znači prekrasan.
I'm the beautiful Lord who removes all inauspiciousness.
Ja sam prekrasan gospodin koji otklanja sve nepovoljnosti.
But Shrihari is another way of saying monkey.
No, Shrihari, excuse me.
It's another way of saying monkey.
Je drugi način da se kaže majmun.
In Sanskrit. So, Radharani said, go away monkey, we don't want any mischief here in this palace.
I Radharani kaže, odlazi majmune, ne želimo nikakve nestašluke ovdje.
Then Krishna said, Radha, I'm Shamsundar.
I Krishna kaže, Radha, ja sam Shamsundar.
Krishna is Shamsundar because his color is bluish black like monsoon cloud.
Krishna je Shyama Sundar zato jer je boja njegovog tijela plavičasto tamna poput monsunskog oblaka.
Our artists, they always paint Krishna not a bright blue, not sky blue, but like dark clouds. You ever see any clouds here in Croatia? So anyway, just imagine a dark rain cloud.
Naši umjetnici slikaju Krishnu u toj boji. Da li ste ikad vidjeli ovdje tamne oblake u Hrvatskoj?
Actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said that Sham, that color you can't see with your material eyes. That's a spiritual color.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati kaže da ne možete vidjeti tu boju Shyam sa običnim očima, to je duhovna boja.
What we paint is only some indication.
Ono što mi slikamo je samo neka naznaka.
To see the real Krishna, you need spiritual vision.
Da bi vidjeli pravog Krishnu, morate imati duhovnu viziju.
Premanjani charity bhakti valochane na. You can only see the real Krishna, the associates of Krishna, the Dham of Krishna, with eyes which are covered with the salve of love of God. Then you can see the real blue.
Pravog Krishnu, njegovo prebivalište, njegovo pratioce, možete samo vidjeti očima koje su premazane pomašću ljubavi.
And then when you see, Shamsundar.
I onda kada ga vidite, Shyama Sundar.
So Radharani, who controls Krishna by her very intense love, she said, we don't need any fresh rain clouds. You'll put out the fires of our sacrifices. Just go away, you rain cloud.
I Radharani koja ugleda Shyama kaže, mi ne trebamo tamne oblake koje nose kišu, samo ćeš ugasiti vatru naših žrtvovanja. Odlazi.
Krishna said, Radha, just try to understand. I'm Chakrari. I'm the holder of the discus, the wheel.
Krishna kaže, Radha, samo pokušaj shvatiti. Ja sam Chakrari, nosioc diska.
But Chakrari also refers to one who makes pots. So.
Chakrari se također odnosi na onoga koji izrađuje posude.
Radharani said, we don't need any pots. There's no wedding going on. Will you please go away?
Radharani kaže, mi ne trebamo grnčara. Odlazi.
Radha, I'm Madhusudan, the killer of the Madhu demon.
Ja sam Madhusudan, ubojica Madhu demona.
Madhusudan also means bee. We don't need any bees here. All the flowers are asleep. It's night time.
Madhusudan znači također pčela. Mi ne trebamo ovdje nikakve pčele. Sada cvijeće spava.
Radha, I'm Krishna.
Radha, ja sam Krishna.
Krishna means Krishna, one who liberates his devotee from the repetition of birth and death. Krishna means he who liberates from birth and death.
Krishna znači onaj koji oslobađa svoje bhakte od rođenja i smrti.
A good proposal. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Samsara finished. Samsara means the repetition of birth and death.
Samsara gotova. Samsara znači ponavljanje rođenja i smrti.
We glorify also Krishna's representative, the spiritual master, as one who teaches us how to get out of the cycle of birth and death.
Mi također slavimo Krishnog predstavnika, duhovnog učitelja koji nas podučava kako da izađemo iz kruga rađanja i umiranja.
We sing that every morning in the Guru Vashtakam prayers.
To pjevamo svako jutro u Guru Vashtaka molitvama.
They're not the samsara prayers.
To nisu samsara molitve.
We in ISKCON we try to make everything shortened, like, so you know, Prabhu, can you sing the samsara prayers?
U ISKCON-u pokušavamo sve skratiti, onda kažemo, Prabhu, bili pjevao samsara molitve.
There's a few devotees in Mongol Artik. Prabhu, can you lead the samsara prayers? What? The prayers glorifying birth and death?
Možeš li, Prabhu, voditi samsara molitve, molitve koje slave uzastopno rađanje i umiranje?
It's not the samsara prayers, it's Guru Vashtakam. Ashtakam means eight. The eight prayers glorifying the spiritual master, not glorifying the repetition of birth and death.
To nisu samsara molitve, to su osam molitvi koje slave duhovnog učitelja.
So, I'm Krishna, one who frees one from repetition of birth and death.
Ja sam Krishna, onaj koji oslobađa od uzastopnog rađanja I
umiranja. I'm Krishna, which means the most attractive person.
Ja sam Krishna, najprivlačnija osoba.
But in Sanskrit, Krishna also means black snake.
No na sanskritu Krishna također znači crna zmija.
So Radharani just laughed. We don't need any black snakes who will bite us. You go away, Krishna.
I Radharani se smije I kaže, mi ne trebamo crnu zmiju koja će nas ugristi, odlazi Krishna.
So there's so many examples. I'm just giving one example how Radha, by her bhav, controls Krishna with that love.
I postoji toliko mnogo primjera kako Radha kontrolira Krishnu sa svojom ljubavi.
Therefore, one of her most glorious names is Madan Mohan Mohini.
Jedno od njenih najslavnijih imena je Madan Mohan Mohini.
I once asked the child, she said, can you give me a name? I said, well, okay, there's no... Did you like a name of Radha? Would you like a name of Sita? Would you like a name of Lakshmi? She said, I would like the name Madan Mohan Mohini, please. I said, sounds like you already named yourself, but you're the guru, you have to give me the name.
I jednom je prišla djevojčica I tražila ime I onda sam je ponudio razne opcije I ona je rekla ja bi se htjela zvati
Madan Mohan Mohini.
Pa ti već imaš, ti si već dala svoje ime. Ne, ti si guru, ti mi moraš dati ime.
So I said, all right, your name is Madan Mohan Mohini. She said, thank you.
U redu, tvoje ime je Madan Mohan Mohini. Ona je rekla hvala.
She said, you know, last night I had dream of Radharani.
Znaš, sanjala sam jučer Radharani.
I said, how old are you?
Pitao sam je koliko si stara?
I'm 7.
Imam 7.
I said, I'm 62. I've been trying to dream of Radha and Krishna my whole life. I'm not... How did you do that?
Ja imam 62 godine I pokušavam čitav život sanjati o njima. Kako ti je to pošlo za rukom?
She said, I dreamt that I was making sandalwood paste to put on Radharani's forehead.
Sanjala sam da radim sandalovu pastu I stavljam je na Radharanino čelo.
Wow. I wish I could do that.
Želio bih da ja to mogu učiniti.
She said, you can't do that.
Ona je rekla, ti to ne možeš činiti.
Okay, why?
Okay, zašto?
Because you're a male.
Zato jesi muškarac.
And only the manjaris can do that service.
Tu službu mogu obavljati samo manđari.
Not even the sakis can do that.
Čak ni sakije to ne mogu učiniti.
I said, who are you?
Rekao sam, ko si ti?
Why can't the sakis? Because the sakis are older, but the little girls are manjaris, and they see the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and it's all fun and games. So even sakis can't do, only manjaris. So you just can pray, she said. I said, is there any Mahaprasadam left on your plate? I said.
Zašto ne mogu sakije? Pa one su starije djevojke. Manđarije su u tom raspoloženju igre I oni mogu prići Radi Krishnu. I ona se pitao, da li imaš neki prasadam možda, Mahaprasadam?
So, Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan is very nice name of Krishna. It means he who is the attractor of Cupid.
Madan Mohan je veoma lijepo ime Krishna. Ono znači onaj koji privlači Kupida.
Cupid is all powerful in this world.
Kupid je najmoćniji u ovom svijetu.
Krishna says, it is lust only, Arjuna, which is the all-devouring, sinful enemy in this world.
Krishna kaže, to je samo požuda, ona je sveproždirući grešni neprijatelj ovoga svijeta.
Lust. And everyone is under the, to a greater or lesser degree, everyone is under the control of Mr. Lust, Mr. Cupid. We say in French, le Cupidon.
I u manjoj I većoj mjeri svako je pod
utjecajem... Sounds very, yes, a la Cupidon.
Pod utjecajem Cupida.
Attention, a Cupidon. But Cupid, he's attracted to Krishna.
No Cupid, on je privučen Krishnom.
So we want to get free from the control of lust, you know, desire to enjoy this world. If we become attracted to Krishna, then we won't be involved in the lusty affairs of this world because Krishna is so attractive.
Želimo se osloboditi utjecaja požude I onda ako smo privučeni sa Krishnom, oslobodit ćemo se.
One time Cupid, he was going throughout the universe shooting his arrows of love.
Jednom je Kupid išao univerzumom i ispaljivao je svoje strijele ljubavi.
You know, we say quiver, that's where you keep the arrows, this thing in your back. So he has an unlimited number of arrows in his quiver. And if he sees someone who's not influenced by lust, okay. Got him.
On u svom tobolcu ima nepresušni izvor strijela i kada vidi da netko nije požudan, odmah ga nacilja.
Brahmacharis, be careful.
Brahmačari, budite oprezni.
He's looking for you.
On vas traži.
But if you're looking at Krishna, he won't bother you.
No, ako gledate u Krišnu, on vas neće gnjaviti.
So he had shot everyone in the universe.
On je pogodio svakoga u svemiru.
He said, is there anyone in this world who can resist my arrows? And someone said, yes, there's one little boy. He lives in Vrindavan. He can resist your arrows.
I pita se, da li si ko može odupriti mojim strijelama? Da, rekli su, postoji jedan mali plavi dječak u Vrindavanu, on to može.
I'm all powerful in this material world. Who is this little boy who can resist my arrows of love?
Ja sam svemoćan u ovom maternom svijetu. Ko je taj mali dječak koji se može oduprijeti mojim strijelama?
Tell me, what is his name?
Reci mi, koje je njegovo ime?
How old is he?
Koliko je star?
He's 14.
Ima 14.
Oh, just show me where he is.
Samo mi ga pokažite.
He lives in one town called Vrindavan.
Živi u jednom mjestu koje se zove Vrindavan.
His name is Krishna.
Njegovo ime je Krishna.
How will I recognize this boy?
Kako ću prepoznati tog dječaka?
He's Shyam.
On je Shyam.
He's bluish black like monsoon cloud.
On je plavičas poput monsunskog
his
oblaka.
His eyes are like lotus petals, they go to his ears.
Njegove oči su poput lotosovih latica koje se
protežu
do ušiju.
His lips are red like bimba fruit.
Usne su mu crvene poput bimba voća.
His teeth are as white as pearls.
Zubi su mu bijeli poput bisera.
And he has Vaijayanti garland.
Ima Vaijayanti garland.
Vaijayanti garland means five types of flowers.
Vaijayanti vjenac znači pet vrsta cvijeća.
Not four, five.
Ne četiri, pet.
And it goes to the ankles.
I one dosežu do gležnjeva.
And his aroma is like that of musk and what is that we use on the deities? Musk, jasmine and aguru.
I oni su mirisa poput mješavine jasmina i agurua.
He's in the Vrindavan forest, so Cupid, he has the wings, he's angel. Have you seen Krishna? No, I'm trying. Have you seen Krishna? I wish I could. Have you seen Krishna? It's the goal of my life. He's asking all the sadhus, have you seen Krishna? I'm trying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
I Kupid je anđeo sa krilima i tako je išao od osobe do osobe u Vrindavanu. Da li si vidio Krišnu? Oh, to bi želio. Onda je išao do druge. Da li si vidio Krišnu? Ja samo kada bi to uspio.
For the purpose of Lila, Krishna revealed himself to Cupid.
I zabave radi, on se razotkrio Kupidu.
Krishna was just about to start his circle dance with the gopis, the rasa dance. So he was adjusting his garland and his flower crown and his dust and he was like, and Cupid, aha, Krishna. Oh.
Krishna se tamo spremao za svoj rasa ples, on je pripremao svoj garland na rukvice.
He took out the arrow, and you know how the Gurukul boys, they touch it to their head, like they see in the videos.
I onda je on izvadio svoju strijelu i dotakao je čelo njome, kao što rade Gurukuli.
They watch Ramayana. And he aimed it at Krishna's heart.
I naciljaju u Krišnino srce.
Okay. One.
Jedan.
Two.
Dva.
Three. Four. What a beautiful boy.
Koji prekrasan dječak.
Five.
Pet.
Six.
Šest.
To make a long story, he counted up to 17 million.
I onda je brojao do 70 miliona, da skratimo priču.
And he gave up.
I odustao je.
He became so attracted to Krishna, he just surrendered and became his devotee.
Postao je tako privučen Krishna da mu se jednostavno predao i postao njegov bhakta.
So this is the name that Srila Sanatana Goswami gave his deity.
I to je ime koje je Srila Sanatana Goswami dao svojim božanstvima.
Madan Mohan. This is the name he gave his deity, Madan. He's the first deity in Vrindavan, in the Madan Mohan temple. You've been to Vrindavan, on the hill. This is the first deity, because to enter into Vrindavan, we first have to conquer lust.
I to je su prvo božanstvo u Vrindavanu, Madan Mohan. Kako bi ušli u Vrindavan, prvo trebate pokoriti požudu.
And then we worship Radha Govinda, because we go means the senses. We engage our senses in Krishna's service. Radha Govinda, we purify our senses. They become spiritual. Then we worship Radha Gopinath.
I onda obožavamo Radha Govindu, go znači osjetila. Tako možemo produhoviti svoje osjetila i onda možemo ići do Radha Gopinath.
This is the science of approaching Sri Vrindavan Dham.
To je znanost prilaska Sri Vrindavan Dhami.
You can't enter Vrindavan by buying an airline ticket to Delhi and taking a taxi to Vrindavan. That's not the way you enter in Vrindavan.
Ne možete ući u Vrindavan, kupiš kartu za Delhi i onda uđete u taksi i dođete u Vrindavan.
It's not a change of place, it's a change of heart.
To nije promjena mjesta, to je promjena srca.
You have to conquer lust, you have to conquer your senses by worshiping the all beautiful form of Madan Mohan.
Morate pokoriti požudu osjetila obožavajući prekrasan oblik Madan Mohana.
Bacha vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jivam vegam, upashta vegam. It all begins by controlling the senses, engaging the senses in the service of Krishna.
Sve počinje vladavanjem osjetilima, uključivši ih u službu za Krishnu.
And he is so attractive, Krishna, that if you focus your energy on Krishna, all the beauty of this world, it just like fades away.
I on je toliko privlačan, ukoliko usmjerite svoju energiju, sva ljepota ovog svijeta izbljedi.
In fact, Rupa Goswami gives a warning to the materialist.
Zapravo Rupa Goswami opominje materialiste.
Like we take a vow to be Krishna conscious. They take a vow to be successful in material life. I will make money because money is the honey. Money is the honey. It's so sweet. Can't be beat. That's their mantra.
Kao što se mi
16
zavitujemo.
Rounds a day. Money is the honey. So sweet, can't beat, beat, money, honey, money, honey, beat, 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 money, honey. 16 rounds, okay, now. Stock market.
Kao što se mi zavjetujemo da ćemo vladati osjetilima, tako se materialist zavjetuje da će zarađivati novac.
So if you're an avowed materialist, you are determined to enjoy in this world, Rupa Goswami says, okay, don't go to Vrindavan.
Ako ste zavjetovani materialist, Rupa Goswami opominje, ne idite u Vrindavan.
Don't go down to the bank of the Jamuna River during the month of Kartik where the moon is shining and there Govindaji is playing his flute. Da-da-da-dan, da-da-da-dan, da-da-da-da-da-da, calling the gopis to come enjoy with him in the beautiful moonlit night. Because if you see that form of Krishna, you will break your vow to be a materialist and you will become devotee.
I ne idite na obalu rijeke Jamune gdje na mjesečini Govinda svira svoju flautu kojom privlači Krišne, gopije, jer tako ćete postati privučeni s njime.
He's so beautiful, Krishna.
On je toliko prekrasan.
Madan Mohan, he attracts Cupid.
Madan Mohan, on privlači Kupida.
But as we heard, he's controlled by Radha, her love.
No kao što smo čuli, on je kontroliran od Radine ljubavi.
So she gets the name Madan Mohan Mohini, she who is the attractor of Cupid. This is the beautiful science of Krishna consciousness.
Istoga,
we can go on for hours like this. It's so nectar.
Ona dobiva ime Madan Mohan Mohini, znači da je onaj sa kojim je Cupid privučen sa njom.
However, we have to be very careful not to misunderstand her love and think it's something like the love of a young girl for a handsome boy. No, it's not like that.
Moramo biti jako pažljivi da shvatimo njenu ljubav. To nije obična ljubav mladića prema djevojci.
Her love is pure and uncontaminated.
Njena ljubav je čista i nezagađena.
How could it be anything mundane because she has a spiritual body?
Kako to može biti išta svjetovno budući da ona ima duhovno tijelo?
You can only experience material desires if you have a material body.
Vi možete iskusiti materijalne želje samo ako imate materijalno tijelo.
If you have a pure spiritual body, there's no means, way to understand or appreciate what is something material. Her body is completely pure and spiritual and contaminated.
Ako imate čisto duhovno tijelo, ne možete shvatiti što je to materijalno tijelo. Ono je potpuno čisto i nezagađeno, to duhovno tijelo.
She has no lusty feelings for Krishna.
Ona nema požudne osjećaje prema Krišni.
Only love.
Samo ljubav.
And because it's a little esoteric, Kaviraj Goswami gives a nice analogy, because analogies help us understand these very deep things.
Budući da je to duboko ezoterično, Kaviraj Goswami daje jednu analogiju koja nam omogućava da shvatimo takve duboke stvari.
He said there's two types of metals, iron and gold.
Kaže postoji dvije vrste metala, željezo i zlato.
So lust is like iron.
Požuda je poput željeza.
And love is like gold.
A ljubav poput zlata.
Lust means for me and love means for Krishna.
Požuda znači za mene, a ljubav znači za Krišnu.
That's a nice test.
To je lijep test.
If I'm doing something for my own personal sense gratification, gross or subtle, that's lust, I'm sorry. But if I'm doing it for Hari, Guru and Vaishnava, that's love, that's divine love.
Ako činim nešto za svoje osobno osjetilno zadovoljstvo, bilo grubo ili suptilno, pomozite mi. To je požuda, a ukoliko činimo nešto za zadovoljstvo Krišne, to je čista ljubav. Za Guru i Vaishnavu Krišnu.
So her love is like gold for Krishna, pure.
I njena ljubav je poput zlata za Krišnu, ona je čista.
Another proof, because we're talking philosophy, another proof that her love is divine and not material.
Jedan dokaz da je njena ljubav božanska, a ne materijalna.
Is that Lord Chaitanya was a very strict sannyasi, glorified the love of the gopis for Krishna.
Is da je gospodin Chaitanya, koji je bio striktan sannyasi, slavio ljubav gopija prema Krišni.
He was such a strict sannyasi that his female disciples had to offer obeisances to him 100 meters away only.
Bio je tako striktan sanjasi da su mu njegove učenice nudile poštovanje sa udaljenosti od 100 metara.
That means if the female disciples of Chandramali Maharaj nowadays want to offer obeisance, they have to walk one football field away and then Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Vishnupadaya Srimati Chandramali Goswami Maharaj.
To bi trebalo znači da bi učenice Chandramali Swamija trebale biti udaljene jedno nogometno igralište i odavati poštovanje na taj način.
So Mahaprabhu was very strict sannyasi, but he was always talking about the love of the gopis.
Mahaprabhu bio veoma striktan sannyasi, no uvijek je govorio o ljubavi gopija.
So it must be pure and uncontaminated.
I ta ljubav mora biti čista i nezagađena.
But for us to understand the love of the Brajabasis for Krishna, really for us to understand it, we have to become freed from lust.
No kako bi shvatili ljubav Brajabasija prema Krišni, moramo biti slobodni od požude.
For real, we're talking about it, but to really understand it, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. We have to cleanse the heart. Scrub a dub dub, three men in a tub. You have to clean the heart.
Mi govorimo o tome, no da bi zaista shvatili, moramo jako dobro ribati.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Ado shuddha tata sadhu sangha tabajana kriya anartha nivriti syat. At that stage where you come to anartha nivriti, then the ruchi comes, the steadiness comes, the attraction comes, the bhav comes, and then the prema comes.
I kada prođemo anartha nivriti,
only brahmachari can remember all that.
Onda tu dolazi ukus i onda zatim postojanost i postojanost i onda dolazi vezanost, privrženost i zatim bava i zatim prema.
Bravo. There are certain stimuluses in Krishna consciousness which help us come to this exalted stage of prema bhakti.
Postoje određeni poticaji koji putem kojih možemo doći do te razine prema bhakti.
Rupa Goswami mentions a number of these in his writings.
Rupa Goswami spominje nekolicinu u svojim djelima.
And one thing he recommends, I mean it's amazing, but one thing he recommends is that if at all possible, even a neophyte devotee should go to Vrindavan and try to bathe as often as possible in Radharani's personal bathing tank, Radhakund.
Jedna stvar koju on preporučuje da čak i bhakte početnici trebaju otići u Vrindavan i kupati se u Radha Kundu što je više moguće.
There are are five activities which are very favorable to developing pure devotional service.
Postoje pet aktivnosti koje su veoma povoljne za predano služenje.
There's many things we do.
Postoje mnoge stvari koje činimo.
But you know, we're not so good at doing all these things. You know, we do the minimum.
No, nismo dobri u tim stvarima, mi dajemo minimum.
We do, we just try to get by with the minimum and hope we make it.
I mi se želimo provući sa minimumom, nadamo se da ćemo se provući.
Just speaking frankly, Prabhu's. So there's five things. If you can't concentrate on all the 64 items of devotional service, just do five.
Postoji pet stvari, ukoliko se ne možete usredotočiti na 64, usredotočite se na tih pet.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Pjevajte Hare Krishna.
Hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
Slušajte Srimad Bhagavatam.
Worship the deity.
Obožajte božanstva.
Associate with devotees.
Družite se sa bhaktama.
And visit a holy, did I say holy place? Visit a holy place.
I posjetite posjetite sveta mjesta.
Chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshiping the deity, associating with Vaishnavas, and living in a holy place like Shri Vrindavan Dham ki
Jai.
So when you go to Vrindavan, whatever you do, it's magnified 1,000 times.
I kada odete u Vrindavan, sve što činite je uvećano za 1,000 puta.
So spiritually potent, so powerful. You chant 16 rounds, hey, 16,000.
Toliko moćno, vi pjevate 16 krugova i to je zapravo 16,000.
You read Shastra for 1 hour, it's like 16,000 hours.
Čitate Shastra 1 sat, to je kao 16,000 sati.
If you eat one gulab, it's like eating 16,000. So be careful.
Ako pojedete jedan gulab, to je kao da ste pojeli 16,000, zato budite oprezni.
So potent the dham.
Toliko je potentna dhamma.
And certain parts of the dham are especially potent.
I određena mjesta tamo su posebno moćna.
Govardhan Hill.
Brdo Govardhan.
And certain places of Govardhan Hill are particularly potent, like Radhakund and Shyamakund.
I određena mjesta na Govardhan brdu poput Radhakunda, Shyamakunda su posebno moćna.
Even great devotees rarely get to bathe there, Rupa Goswami says. So if a neophyte devotee can, he must.
Čak i veliki bhakte se tamo rijetko imaju priliku kupati, no ako početnik dobije tu priliku, on to mora učiniti.
Because Krishna consciousness is all about love.
Zato jer svjesnost Krishne je, u njoj se radi o ljubavi samo.
Love for the divine couple.
Ljubav za božanski par.
Let us never forget that all the efforts, all the austerities, all the penances, all the round, everything we're doing, the goal is love for Radha and Krishna.
Ne bi trebali zaboraviti sve strogosti žrtvovanja koja činimo su namijenjene kako bi dostigli ljubav prema Radhi i Krishni.
You won't get lost, you won't get deviated if you keep the goal in mind.
Nećete se izgubiti, zastraniti ako zadržite cilj u umu.
Like if you're a sailor, you won't get lost if you always know where is the North Star.
Ako ste morna, nikada se nećete izgubiti ako znate gdje je zvijezda Danica.
Right? If you know where the North Star, you can calculate your position and arrive safely.
Tako možete izračunati svoje položaje i doći sigurno.
So don't do everything in Krishna consciousness and forget the reason we're here is to develop divine love for Radha and Krishna.
Ne bi trebali zaboraviti razlog dolaska ovdje, to je da se razvije božanska ljubav prema Radhi i Krishni.
So the acharyas say that by bathing in Shyamakund, you get the same love that Shamsundar has for Radha.
Acharya kaže kupajući se u Shyamakundu vi ćete dobiti istu ljubav koju Shyam ima za Radhu.
And if you bathe in Radhakund, you get the same love Radha has for Shyam.
Ako se kupate u Radhakundu, dobit ćete istu ljubav koju Radha ima za Shyama.
So who would not go to Braj at some point and run to Govardhan Hill and with great respect enter the liquid prem, the liquid love waters of Radhakund.
Ko ne bi otišao u Vrađu i dotrčao do Radhakunde i dobio tekuću ljubav u obliku Radhakunda.
Actually, Radhakund was originally called Aristagram.
Radhakund se izvorno zvao Aristagram.
Grama means town, so Arista means it was named after a demon.
Grama znači grad. Arista je demon i po njemu se postoji taj naziv.
When Lord Chaitanya visited there 500 years ago, it was called Aristagram.
Kada je to mjesto posjetio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on se zvao Rishtagram.
And he discovered these two little ponds called Radhakund and Shyamakund. He renamed it Radhakund.
I on je otkrio ta dva mala jezera, Radhakund i Shyamakund. Zapravo on ih je tako preimenovao.
Why was it called a Rishtagram?
Zašto se zvala Rishtagram?
Well, it's described in Garga Samhita.
Opisano je u Garga Samhiti.
That this person, Aristasura, in a previous life, his name was Bharatantu.
Da ime te osobe, Aristasura, demone, bilo Bharatantu.
He was a Brahmana.
Bio je Brahmana.
And he was a great Gyani.
Bio je veliki Gyani.
And his spiritual master was Brihaspati.
I njegov duhovni učitelj je bio Brihaspati.
And this Bharatantu, this Gyani, he used to like to go to hear the lectures of his guru.
I taj Bharatantu, taj učenjak, on je slušao predavanja svog gurua, Brihaspatija.
But he was little puffed up.
On je bio malo napuhan.
Sometimes knowledge, if you have knowledge, it makes you, you think that's your knowledge and people should worship you and you get proud. And this Gyani became a little proud.
I ponekad ako imate znanje, onda možete postati malo napuhan i mislite da vas ljudi trebaju obožavati.
So his Guru Maharaj, Brihaspati, was giving class and he came and he sat in front in a very casual way. His legs were sticking out. His feet were facing his guru.
I njegov guru je davao predavanje i on je bio malo opušten. Njegova stopala su bila usmjerena prema guru.
How many times have we heard Prabhupada say, sit properly?
Koliko smo čuli puta da je Prabhupada rekao, sjedi pravilno.
Of course, some of us have legs that's difficult like that. But the general idea is that sit properly. So he was sitting like a bull. When a bull, you ever seen a bull sit? Then the legs go straight out. So he was sitting like a bull in front of his guru.
I nekim od nas to nije lako, no generalno to je princip. I on je seo ispred svog guru poput bika. Vidjeli ste kako bik sjeda.
So Guru Maharaj said, you rascal.
Guru Maharaj rekao, ti nitkove.
Since you are being so disrespectful to your guru, you're sitting like bull in front of your guru, then I curse you, become one bull.
I budući da nemaš poštovanje dok sjediš pred svojim gurom, ja te proklinjem da postaneš bik.
So this Gyani, he took birth in East Bengal.
I taj učenjak se pojavio u istočnom Bengalu.
And this bull took birth in East Bengal. He made his way to Mathura and became an associate of Kamsa.
I na neki način je došao do Mature i postao pratitelj Kamse.
So Kamsa, he was very Krishna conscious.
Kamsa, on je bio veoma svjestan Krishne.
Oh yes, there's a maxim. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. That is the goal.
Postoji izreka, uvijek se sjećaj Krishne i nikada ga ne zaboravi, to je cilj.
Kamsa, after he heard the eighth child of Devaki was going to kill him, he was thinking of Krishna 24/7.
Nakon što je čuo da će ga osmo dijete Devaki ubiti, on je se sjećao Krishne 24 sata dnevno.
So he's Krishna conscious.
I on je svjestan Krishne.
Yes. No. Annibilasita sunyam gyana karmenavitam anukalena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir utama. To be Krishna conscious, Rupa Goswami says, you have to think of Krishna all the time, but favorably as Krishna wants to be served.
Biti svjestan Krishne znači sjećati se Krishne povoljno onako kako Krishna želi.
So how do you always remember somebody if you love them or you hate them?
Kako se uvijek sjećate nekog? Morate ih ili voljeti ili mrziti.
If you love someone, you can always, and if you hate them, you can always. I was on the beach the other day on Harinam.
Bio sam na plaži neki dan u Harinamu.
And one boy walked by, one big strong like skinhead.
Jedan snažni mladi skinhead mi je prišao.
Said, you're the American, right?
Rekao je, ti si Amerikanac, jeli?
Yeah, I'm from America.
Da, sam iz Amerike.
Indra Dumna. It's not an easy name, even for devotees. Indra Dumna Swami Ego, they say. Swami Ego. I-N-D-R-A-D-Y-U-M-N-A, he said. How do you know me? I said, from the internet?
On me poznava po imenu. I kako me znaš? Sa interneta?
He wouldn't say. I said, is the internet? He said, get lost.
Rekao je, gubi se.
So I said, wait a minute. You know how to say my name. How do you know me?
Ti znaš izgovoriti moje ime, pa kako me znaš?
He said, that's for me to know and you to find out.
Ja, to je moja stvar da ja to znam, a ti to trebaš otkriti.
I said, okay, Neil, it's nice meeting you, I said.
Rekao sam, lijepo mi je što smo se susreli.
He said, no, it's not.
Rekao je, ne, nije.
He said, you will regret that you ever met me.
Rekao je, ti ćeš požaliti što si mi kada susreo.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Rekao sam u redu, Hare Krishna.
He said, we have a plan for you, Indra Dumna.
Rekao, imamo plan za tebe, Indra Dumna.
I didn't tell any of the tour devotees because they would have got, they would have been too. So I was going, namaste, narasimha.
I nisam rekao ovim baktama, samo sam pjevao molitve.
So I, this skinhead, Nazi, whatever, he knew me. He was thinking about me. He knew I was from America. He knew I was the leader. So he's like always thinking, but not favorably.
I taj skinhead Nazi, on me poznavao, no to nije bilo povoljno.
He knew about the success of our preaching, and that's probably why he was like that. So you can remember someone if you love them and if you despise them.
I nekoga se možete sjećati ako ga volite ili ako ga mrzite.
So Kamsa was, he despised Krishna, so every day he was sending demon to Vrindavan to kill Krishna.
I Kamsa je prezirao Krishnu i svakog dana je slao demona kako bi ga ubili.
And the cowherd boys, they took great pleasure in watching Krishna and Balaram kill the demons.
I dečaci pastiri su uživali u prizorima ubijanja demona od strane Krishna i Balarama.
They had so much pride, the cowherd boys.
I oni su bili toliko ponosni.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought devotees are Trinadapi, Sinichana, Torapi, Shahishnana, Amanina, Mani, Kirtani. I thought they're supposed to be prideless.
Čekaj malo, pa mislim da su bakte bez ponosa.
Yes and no.
Da i ne.
Pride for me, that's bad, but pride for Krishna. Oh, Krishna's my God. I'm very proud Krishna's God. Yeah. That's very that kind of pride increases your Krishna consciousness. It's okay.
Ponos za mene to nije u redu, no ponos... Krishna je Bog, ja sam njegov bhakta.
To be proud that biti, Krishna is my God.
Biti ponosan da je Krishna moj Bog, to je u redu.
A little dose every once in a while. So they took pride in seeing Krishna and Balaram kill the demons every day.
I bili su ponosni kad su gledali Krishnu kako ubija demona svaki dan.
So one day it was this bull's turn, Aristasura.
Jednog dana se pojavio taj bik Aristasura.
He came at the wrong time.
I došao u krivo vrijeme.
Because actually the morning that Aristasura appeared in Vrindavan, Krishna was preparing for a rasa dance with the gopis.
Jer to jutro kada Aristasura stigao u grad, Krishna se pripremao za rasa ples sa gopijama.
That's why Krishna was so angry, because he disturbed the rasa dance.
I zato Krishna bio toliko ljud, zato je uznemirio rasa ples.
Just like we're relishing Radhastami, and if the police come and say, well, we'd like to do an ordinary check of everybody's passport. Hey, can you come tomorrow? I mean, geez, Radhastami, please.
Mi sad uživamo Radhastami, pa se da policija sada dođe i kaže, evo, mi smo htjeli sve provjeriti, onako, rutinska pretraga. Pa dođite sutra.
So, Krishna was very angry, and Aristasura was very angry.
Krishna bio veoma ljut, jer Aristasura je bio veoma ljut.
All the Brajbasis were so afraid. They were going, help, help, Krishna, help. And they were all running to the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet.
I svi Brajbasi su zabrinuto tražili pomoć i uzimali utočište Krishne.
So, you know, there was a good fight.
I znate, to je bila dobra borba.
Not a good fight. Just like Prabhupada, after he won the court battle for the land in Juhu.
Kao kad je Prabhupada dobio sudski proces za zemlju u Juhu.
Court battle for many years for that property. And afterwards, Iskon won and Prabhupada, he put his stake, said, it was a good fight.
Nakon što Iskon dobio taj posjed, Prabhupada je lupio šakom i rekao, to je bila dobra borba.
So after Krishna killed Aristasura, he said to the gopis, okay, gopis, let's go for rasa, let's go for dance.
I nakon što je Krishna ubio Aristasuru, rekao je, u redu gopi, idemo u rasa ples.
Radharani said, what are you talking about? We're not associate with you, you just killed a bull.
Radharani je rekla, pa što je tebi, pa nećemo se družiti sa tobom, ti si sad ubio bika.
That's a big sin, Krishna. That's a big sin.
To je veliki grijeh, Krishna.
How can we gopis associate with someone who's killed a bull?
Kako se mi gopije možemo družiti sa nekim koji je ubio bika?
Krishna said, come on. he wasn't a real bull, he was disguised as a bull.
Piše neko, pa dajte, pa on nije bio pravi bik, on se samo zakrabuljio kao bik.
But then Lalita said,
I onda je Lalita rekla,
but Krishna, we've heard from Mother Purnamasi.
Mi smo čuli od majke Purnamasi.
How Indra killed Vritasura.
Kako je Indra ubio Vritasuru.
Who was actually a devotee.
Koji je zapravo bhakta.
But still he had to suffer as a result.
No svejedno je morao patiti od rezultata.
So even though Aristasura was a demon, he appeared as a bull and you have incurred sin.
No, iako je Aristasura bio demon, on se pojavio kao bik i ti moraš primiti taj grijeh.
So Krishna was like so disappointed. He's just about to have Rasa dance with his gopis and this stupid bull comes, the stupid demon in the form of a bull, and he killed him to save the gopis. Now the gopis won't do Rasa dance.
I Krishna bio tako zločan, taj glupi bik je došao i on sad nije mogao imati rasa ples sa gopijama.
Okay, girls, what do I have to do to become free from the sin?
U redu, djevojke, što moram učiniti da postanem slobodan od grijeha?
So Radharani, she talked with Lalita and Vishaka. Yeah, they're laughing and joking. They turn around very serious. Krishna, you have to bathe in all the sacred waters of the universe.
I Radharani i Gopi su razgovarali, to ih jako zabavljalo. Oni su jako ozbiljno Krishna i rekli, ti se moraš okupati u svim svetim rijekama.
Krishna said, Gopis, that's going to take a long time. This is a big universe. There's lots of sacred waters.
Krishna rekao, pa to će mi uzeti mnogo vremena. Po čitavom univerzu bi morao ići.
Then he smiled. He said, I will call all the sacred tirthas personified to come here. All sacred tirthas, come here immediately. Whoa.
I onda se osmijehnuo i rekao, ja ću pozvati sve svete rijeke da dođu ovdje. Sve svete rijeke, molim vas, dođite ovdje.
And they all appeared.
I sve su se pojavile.
Jamuna personified, Ganga personified, Narmada River personified, Kali Gandaki personified, the milk ocean personified, the yogurt ocean, they were all there. Yes, what can we do?
Da sve su došli, reke su da, što možemo učiniti za tebe?
I am Saraswati, I am Narmada, I am Godavari, I am Kuru Jangala, like this, salt, everything. So they chanted their mantras and Krishna said, all right, put your waters into this hole, and he dug his heel there, and big hole came.
I oni su otpjevali svoje mantre, i onda je Krishna sa petom napravio rupu, i oni su ušli u tu rupu.
This happened around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It took till midnight to fill that kund with all the sacred waters of the universe.
I to se dogodilo u 2 popodne, i trebalo je sve do ponoći da se napuni sa svetim rijekama iz čitavog univerzuma.
And Madhu Mangal said, Krishna, what do we call this lake? And Krishna said, Shyamkund!
I Madhu Mangal je pitao kako da nazovemo ovo jezero. I Krishna rekao, Shyamkund!
And he jumped in with all the coward boys. They had a good bath.
I onda skočio unutra sa svim dječacima, pastirima, i oni su se dobro okupali.
Then Krishna said to all the gopis who were standing on the banks of Shyamkund, come, let us enjoy these jal, these water pastimes together.
I onda je Krishna rekao gopijama koje su stajale po strani, dođite duže u ovoj vodi, uđite u vodu.
And Radharani said, no way. This water is contaminated by your pop, by your sin.
I Radharani je rekla, ne, nema šanse, ovo jezero je zagađeno sa tvojim grijehom.
Actually, the sacred waters never become polluted because they're sacred.
Zapravo, svete rijeke nikad ne postaju zagađene zato jer su svete.
But the sins collect there.
No, grijeh se tamo sakupio.
It says the holy waters, holy places become overloaded with the sins of pilgrims.
Rečeno je da svete rijeke postanu pre zasićene tim grijehom hodočasnika.
You know how to deal with that?
I kako se s time nositi?
When a genuine Pukka Vaishnav saint comes and bathes in those rivers that are over, you know, just overloaded with sinful reactions, he neutralizes all the sins by his bathing.
I kada pravi Vaishnava bhakta dođe tamo i okupan se, svi ti grijesi nestanu.
Sadhu sanga, sadhu sanga, sarva shastra koi lava matra, sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoi. All glories to the sadhus.
Sva slava sadhuima.
They take their bath, all the sinful reactions disappear.
I kada se oni okupaju, sve grešne reakcije nestanu.
So the main purpose in going to a holy place is not just to take bath, but to associate with the holy people who live in that holy place.
I glavni smisao odlaska na ta sveta mjesta nije posjetiti ih, nego družiti se sa osobama koji tamo žive.
So Gopi said, no, no, we're not going to bathe in your pop kund.
Gopi su rekli, ne, ne, mi se nećemo kupati u tvojem jezeru grijeha.
We'll make our own kund.
Mi ćemo napraviti svoj vlastiti kund.
So Radharani took her bangle, kanchana, and she broke it and she made a beautiful like hole there.
Radharani uzela svoju narukvicu i slomila je na pola i napravila je lijepu rupu.
Krishna laughed. You made the hole, but there's no water, Mataji.
I Krishna se smio, pa ti si napravio rupu, ali tu nema vode, Mataji.
You can take water from my shamkund.
Možeš uzeti vodu iz mog shamkunda.
You rascal boy.
Ti nitkove.
Your kund is contaminated. I'm not going to take any water from you.
Tvoj kund je zagađen, neću uzeti vodu.
I'll send my sakis to Manasi Ganga.
Poslaću svoje sakinu Manasi Gange.
Manasi Ganga Lake, halfway down Govardhan Hill. She sent her sakis all along. There's thousands of them were there, and they took buckets, and the buckets were being one by one, and Radha and her sakis pouring into the lake a long time.
I tisuće gopija su nosile ta vedra sa vodom i punile su to jezero.
So Krishna didn't want to see his beloved Radha work so hard. He didn't even want to see one bead of perspiration on her sacred forehead.
I Krishna nije volio vidjeti kako Radha radi, nije htio vidjeti nijedno zrno graška na njenoj svetom čelu.
So he asked all those sacred tirthas to waters to just become one personality and fill her kund with their sacred waters.
I onda je pitao svete tirte rijeke da postanu jedna osoba i ispune njen kund sa vodom.
So all those sacred waters entered into her kund again, fresh water. And she had her Radha kund.
I svete rijeke su ušle u njen kund i onda ona imala Radha kund.
Which is not just water again, but it's liquid love.
Koja nije samo voda, ponavljam, ona je
tekuća ljubav. You may go to Vrindavan and see Radha kund and think, oh, it looks like water every day, but we don't see with our eyes. We see through our ears.
Možete otići u Vrindavan i misliti to je sve puno neke vode tamo, no mi ne vidimo sa našim očima, nego sa ušima.
And Acharya say, it's liquid prem.
Acharya kaže, to je tekuća prema.
So we don't play and frolic in the water. We go down, very pay our business, very careful. We go into Radha Kund, we pull. And we can bathe with the greatest respect, the greatest devotion.
I mi tamo pazimo kako se ponašamo i prolazimo sa najvećom pažnjom i devocijom.
So you have to go there because we want to get, this is a very nice way to get Radharani's mercy.
I morate otići tamo, to je najbolji način da se dobije Radharanina milost.
She allows us to bathe in her personal bathing tank. It's quite amazing.
Ona nam dopušta da se kupamo u jednom vlastitom rezervoaru vode, to je prilično nevjerovatno.
If someone takes bath, se kunda ye ekabhara karishnan, tanre rade sam prema krishna karidhan. If one just takes a bath one time in Radha Kund, what happens?
Ako se neko samo okupa jedan put u Radha Kundu, što se događa?
Radha sam prema Krishna karidhan. He Radha gives charity to that person. What charity? She gives the same prem she has for Krishna.
Radha daje milostinju takvoj osobi. Koja je to milostiva milostinja? To je ista ljubav koju ona ima prema Krishni.
She alone possesses that highest Mahabhav.
Ona sama posjeduje tu najvišu Mahabhavu.
Therefore she's called Bhakti Devi. She's in charge of that devotion for Krishna.
Stoga ona se naziva Bhakti Devi, ona je zadužena za tu devociju prema Krishni.
So if you want some devotion for Krishna, you have to go to the person who possesses it, and that's Radha.
Ako želite neku devociju prema Krishni, morate ići do osobe koja posjeduje tu devociju, to je Radha.
Therefore devotees who want Krishna prema, they first ask Radha, "Can you please give me some Krishna prema, can you please give me some service to your beloved Shyam?"
So ga bhakte koji žele prići Krishni, oni je prilaze i traže, molim te daj mi tu Krishna premu, daj mi neku službu za svog Shyama.
And she is the tender-hearted, compassionate feature of God. So she never says no.
I ona je nježno očitovanje Boga i ona nikada ne kaže ne.
When she sees some devotee here in Zagreb, in Croatia, in Rijeka Split, she sees someone sincerely trying to serve Krishna. She goes to Krishna, she says, "Krishna, you see there in Zagreb, there's one nice boy. He's trying to serve you so nicely. Please accept him as your devotee." "Oh, on your request, Radha, I will accept." This is how it happens.
I onda kada ona vidi nekog bhaktu tu u Hrvatskoj kako pokušava prići Krishni, ona odlazi do Krishne i kaže, vidi ovaj ova osoba te želi služiti, molim te prihvati ga.
So we pray to her first.
Njoj se molimo prvo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Sometimes that's the least accented syllables devotees chant of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey, you have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Prabhupada said this chant is exactly like the cry of a child for its mother.
I ponekad bhakte zapravo najmanje daju naglasak na to ime. Prabhupada kaže da trebamo mantrati poput djeteta koje plaće za majkom.
Mother Hara, or meaning Mother Radharani, helps the devotee achieve the Lord Father's grace, Prabhupada said, and the Lord reveals himself to that devotee who chants this mantra sincerely.
Majka Hara Radharani nam daje tu mogućnost da ako je priđemo, ona nam daje Krišnu.
To chant with feeling like that.
Pjevanje sa osjećajem.
It's not like a mechanical mantra.
To nije mehanička mantra.
Our mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, is more like a prayer.
Naša mantra je više kao molitva.
One time in Boston, after a lecture, a guest raised his hand. He said, Prabhupada was lecturing, Swamiji, why do we always have to say the same thing over again? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare, like, what does it mean?
Jednom u Bostonu nakon predavanja jedan gost je pitao zašto uvijek moramo ponavljati tu istu mantru.
And Prabhupada could have given his traditional reply, but he said, what does it mean? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It means, my friend, my friend, my friend.
I Prabhupada je mogao dati neko običajno objašnjenje, on je rekao, to znači, o moj prijatelju, o moj prijatelju.
So you have to chant like that. Not, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare. You have to chant with some feeling. Even if you don't have love, appreciation turns into attraction, turns into love.
Trebate pjevati sa nekim osjećajem, jer cijenjanje se pretvara u privrženost i zatim u ljubav.
I can appreciate that my spiritual master has saved me from this vicious cycle of birth and death and given me the opportunity to try and love Radha and Krishna.
I mogu cijeniti što mi je moj duhovni učitelj dao priliku da mantra Hare Krishna i da se mogu približiti njima.
I appreciate the fact that I've been delivered from material existence.
Cijenim činjenicu da bivam izbavljen iz materijalne egzistencije.
I may not be very advanced, but that's okay.
Možda nisam jako napredan, to je u redu.
If you're drowning in the water and someone lifts you up 1 inch, only 1 inch, not a mile high, 1 inch above the water, you're saved.
Ako se utapate, neko vas uzdigne 1 inč iznad vode, vi ste već spašeni.
You don't have to be a mile high. I'm on. Thank you.
Ne morate biti milju visoko i tu dolazi do zraka. Hvala.
Because spiritual master is really just telling us, stop your nonsense activity. Stop your sinful activity. That's what's making you suffer.
I duhovni učitelj nam kaže, zaustavi s tim glupim aktivnostima, oni čine samo da patiš.
And if you follow those rules and regulations, you're free from the suffering that comes as a result, and you get the opportunity to experience the real happiness of devotional service to Krishna. That's what real happiness is, in serving Krishna.
I ako slijediš ta pravila i propisa, ona ti daje mogućnost da zaista postaneš sretan i dosigneš ljubav prema Krishni.
So even if you're just 1 inch above, even if you're just a beginning devotee, you can chant with appreciation, thank you, thank you. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Some feeling. Let's chant with some feeling. It's more important to chant slow with feeling than rapidly to finish your vow.
Jako je bitno pjevati sporo sa osjećajem, a ne samo da ispunite svoj zavjet.
And then naturally, because you're associating with Krishna, who's all attractive, who is so magnanimous, he wants that you to have that love, then that gratitude turns into some attraction.
I prirodno budući da se družite sa Krišnom, ima želje da dostignete tu ljubav, prirodno se rađa neka privlačnost.
And you don't practice Krishna consciousness because you're told to, but you're getting some higher taste.
Ne prakticirate svjesnost Krišne zato vam je rečeno, vi dobivate viši ukus.
And after some time, some love comes.
I nakon nekog vremena ljubav dolazi.
So we should chant to Radharani, my dear Radharani, please, on this day we can make a special request.
I trebali bi pjevati, draga naša Radharani, zapravo na ovaj datum trebamo posebno
nešto pitati.
My Prabhupada
said, my spiritual master is such an exalted personality. You cannot go to him personally and ask from him for something. You have to go through me.
Neke osobe kažu, moj duh duše je tako uzvišena osoba, ti ne možeš ići direktno do njega, moraš da tražiti od mene.
Prabhupada didn't want us to read his spiritual master's books in the 1970s, although, of course, they're perfect. If you want to understand my spiritual master's books, he said, you listen to me, then you will understand my spiritual master. You read my books, he said.
Prabhupada nije želeo da čitamo knjige njegovog duhovnog učitelja, rekao, ako želite shvatiti knjige mog duhovnog učitelja, priđite meni.
Mercy comes down to disciplic succession, it's descending.
Milost silazi kroz učeničko nasljeđe.
Like a mango is picked from the top of the tree, it's carefully handed down to the eater.
Kao što se mango pažljivo spušta dolje na zemlju.
But he said on his appearance day, here's a disappearance day, I give you permission to approach him personally and you make some request.
No na dan njegove pojave i odlaska vam dajem dopuštenje da mu priđete osobno i da nešto zatražite.
I always loved that.
Ja to veoma volim.
That Prabhupada gave permission that we could approach our param guru, our grandfather guru, on his appearance day or his disappearance day and personally make a request for something in devotional service. Wow, I was always looking forward. Still, I'm looking forward to the appearance day because, you know, we need as much mercy as we can get.
Prabhupada je dao to dopuštenje da možemo prići našem param guru i ja se vrlo radujem ti danima, još dan danas.
I remember before I was devotee.
Sjećam se prije nego što sam postao bhakta.
I heard this before I was joined the movement.
Čuo sam to prije nego što sam se pridružio pokretu.
Somebody, Narottamananda told me, you know, this is one thing you can do and you can't approach the Bhaktivinoda, you can't approach Guru, but on their appearance day you can ask them. I wrote that down. Ask who would I say what's the next appearance day? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is coming in 6 weeks. I wrote Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Who's he? Prabhupada's guru, ask him for something.
Kada sam čuo od bhakta da se njega može pitati za blagoslove i koji sljedeći dan dolazi, dan poje bhakti si dan de Sarasvati, to sam zabilježio.
Oh my God. Ask him for something. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, okay, I should do like the devotees say, I shouldn't ask him for anything material. You know, I just can't join this movement. There's too much you have to give up. Too many sacrifices. I'll ask him to help me join.
I ja sam ga upitao da mi pomogne da se pridružim pokretu. Je toliko mnogo ima strogosti svega, nisam mogao to učiniti i onda sam ga to upitao.
So it was a cold month. I forget, it was cold and I was working as a gardener at the house of the president of the University of Michigan. I was like the gardener.
Bilo je hladno i ja sam radio kao vrtlar u vrtu predstojnika sveučilišta Michigana.
So I also had the keys to the house because I had to go in and get things and I was also helping to clean the house, you know, the president's room and his lounge and his studio. You know, I had the keys to the whole place. And I had the keys to the basement.
Ja sam imao ključeve od tog čitavog posjeda i također sam imao ključeve od podruma.
Because I had to feed the dog every day.
Zato sam morao nahraniti psa svaki dan.
Godasa. I was feeding the dog. The dog lived in the basement. I had to let him out and walk him around, you know.
Pa se živi u podrumu, ja sam ga šetao unaokolo.
So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance day came and I had borrowed a picture of him from the temple and I had some candles and some bananas and fruits and some incense.
I došao je dan pojave Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, ja sam imao njegovu sliku koju sam posudio iz hrama i neke svijeće i mirisne štapiće.
So I came early to work and I unlocked the door to the basement and then I locked it back and I went downtown into the dark and lit the candles and put a little altar there with the fruits and the flowers for Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
I onda sam ušao u taj podrum i zaključio ga iza sebe i tu su bile svijeće i cvijeće i slika Bhaktisiddhante Saraswati.
You know, just the candles in the basement, you know, and the
incense
and the flickering light, and I laid down on the concrete and I started praying. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktisiddhante Saraswati Iti Namine. Dear Guru Maharaj, I'm having a hard time trying to join your movement, serve your spiritual son, Srila Prabhupada. I have so many attachments. I just can't do it. I need your mercy. Just somehow help me to join the temple.
Dragi Guru Maharaj, želim samo služiti tvojeg spiritualnog sina. Molim te učini da pristupim tom znanju, da se pridružim hramu.
And I'm going on and on for like 20 minutes, you know, praying.
Tako sam se molio 20 minuta.
All of a sudden, I heard the door unlock and my boss, who had hired me 6 months earlier, my boss, that he opens the door and all this light comes in. He was a big guy, 6'5", saying there, "May I ask what you're doing, young man?"
Jedan put ulazi moj šef i svjetlo ulazi kroz vrata i to je bio ogroman čovjek i upitao me, pa što to radiš, mladiću?
Lying down on the ground, mumbling, what are you mumbling?
Ležiš na zemlji i mrmljaš tu, što mrmljaš
to? What are these candles and this incense and whose picture is that?
Ovo je svijeće, mirisni štapić, čija to slika?
This is some kind of satanic cult you've joined? Or what?
Ti se pridružaš nekom satanskom kultu.
And I was still on the ground, I looked back, I said, I'm praying to Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhachikacharya Shri 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 Shrimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj.
Rekao sam da se molim Bhaktisiddhanti Saraswati.
You're doing what?
Što činiš?
He's the foremost preacher of Krishna consciousness in the modern age, and he sent his spiritual son Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhachikacharya Shri Shrimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, my Guru Maharaj. He said, "You're fired."
To je najsvišeniji guru i on je poslao svog učenika tu i on rekao, ti si otpušten.
You're fired. Get out of here.
Gubi se odavdje.
Go home.
Idi doma.
And I looked at the picture of Bhaktisaraswara and I said, "Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj. I'm going to follow you home."
I pogledao sam sliku Bhaktisaraswati i rekao, "Hvala ti puno, Guru Maharaj, ja idem kući."
And I thought, it's true. On that day, I prayed. And I always felt that he reciprocated with my prayer. He arranged that my boss came and fired me. Because I had no other recourse. I had no money. I had to join the temple. And I went home, and I came in, and my former wife was there. And I said, "Pack our bags, we're going to the temple." She said, "What? What happened to you?" I said, "We got the mercy of Bhakti Dasana Saraswati."
I da, prihodio sam tog aranžmana, otišao sam doma i svoj nekadašnjoj ženi sam rekao, idemo se, pakiramo se, idemo u hram. Rekao, šta? To je milost Bhakti Dasana Saraswati Thakura.
So we did. That very was 10 o'clock in the morning and we went in and we had practically nothing and hitchhiked to the temple and knocked on the door and they were having a celebration for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And the temple president, he said, "Yes." I said, "We're joining the temple."
I to je bilo 10 sati ujutro, mi smo stopirali do hrama i onda je tamo bila proslava dana pojave Bhaktisiddhante Saraswati. Onda je hramski predsjednik pitao, "Ok, zašto ste došli? Pa mi se pridružujemo hramu."
He said, "We never thought you'd join."
On je rekao, pa misli smo da se ti nikad nećeš pridružiti.
How is this possible?
Kako je to moguće?
I said, "I'll tell you the story later."
Rekao sam, reću ti priču kasnije.
Like that. So these are special days that by the mercy of our acharyas, with a blade of grass in our mouth, we can approach these divine personalities who otherwise are unapproachable by the mercy of our spiritual master and ask for their blessings.
I to je specijalna milost. Na taj dan možemo sa slamkom ustima prići takim velikim osobama i tražiti za njihove blagoslove.
And what would we ask of Srimati Radharani on this very auspicious day?
I što da tražimo Srimati Radharani na ovaj veoma povoljan dan?
Only one thing that is dear to the heart of the Vaishnava. You please give me a little service to your Shyamasundara.
Molim te, daj mi malo službe za svog Shyamasundara.
That service is more precious than all the gold in the entire creation.
Ta služba je toliko vrijedna više nego svo zlato u čitavoj kreaciji.
Svai pum sham pada dharmo yato bhaktir adoksaje. Yayatma Shuprasiddhi. That service brings Yayatma Shuprasiddhi. full satisfaction to the heart because we were created for Krishna's pleasure.
Ta služba donosi potpuno zadovoljstvo srcu jer mi smo stvoreni za Krišnino zadovoljstvo.
So we should spend today and tomorrow, which is actually Radharani's parents' day. But that's okay.
I tako trebali provesti ovaj dan i takođe sutrašnji koji je pravi dan pojave, no to je u redu.
We should pray very sincerely for her service to the divine couple.
Trebamo se jako iskreno moliti za službu božanskom paru.
And gradually, day by day, week by week, month by month, month, year by year, if that's our prayer, our constant prayer, that will become our heart's desire. And when we die, we will go to the place, we'll follow our heart to our next destination.
I postupno dan za danom, mjesec za mjesecom, godina za godinom, mi ćemo tako dostići tu čežnju svog srca.
Prabhupada said, one day we will have our ISKCON in the spiritual sky, where at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada we will assist him in the worship of his beloved Radhashyamsundara.
Prabhupada je rekao jednog dana ćemo imati ISKCON u duhovnom svijetu i ćemo biti lotus ovih stopa Srila Prabhupada i ćemo moći obožavati Radhashyamsundara.
Shri Radhastami Mahamohotsava ki
Jai.
Vrindavaneshwari Shrimati Radharani ki
Jai.
Jai Shri Radhe.
Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
I just like to make a little vow.
Želio bi da dam jedan zavjet.
This is a good day to make a vow because this is full of spiritual potency, so we focus and become more determined in our Krishna consciousness.
Ovo je dobar dan da dati zavjet, tako možemo postati usredotočeniji u svojoj svjesnosti Krišne.
So I vow at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and Srila Prabhupada.
I ja dajem zavjet do lotosa i stopala Srimati Radharani Srila Prabhupada.
All the wonderful devotees here in Zagreb and Bosnia and Serbia and this whole area of the world.
Da svi prekrasni bhakte na ovim prostorima.
That I will not stay away so long next time and I will come back very soon to have your association.